All right, we're going to get started here. It is 6:17. We have a quorum, and we start. So, and we'll take roll as we move forward. And first item on our agenda is CBA, and Gary and Marty are here. I assume they're going to address the council a little bit. You will. Please feel free to step up to the podium. Both of you, or one of you, however you want to do that. There you go.
Hi, I'm Carrie Manson. For those of you who don't know, and I'm the current president of the Crystal Business Association. And just a little bit of history before we get into why we're here tonight. The CBA has been around originally since about 2007, 2008. And it started with the city. It started with the city sending postcards and the businesses in the area coming to a meeting to network. And in 2010, we incorporated, and the city actually helped pay for that incorporation with the city attorneys and help us get LLC'd. And so we were an incorporated business association with dues and have had membership since 2010. We are dwindling as an association. We have tried.
So hard. Yeah.
We have tried over the last several years, but COVID really has impacted continued membership, continued volunteering within the association, and folks coming to be part of. However, through the whole time, I have to say the city staff has been very involved and supportive of us. The chief and the recreation department, all those who are here tonight, have been to our meetings, given us updates on what's happening with the city. And I think the association and the businesses who've been part of that have been participated in city functions as well and fundraising for the city. So we're here tonight because I have been president for the last 4.5, going on 5 years, and I am stepping down January 1st. I still want to be part of the association, but I can no longer be president. In our bylaws, there's a position for a past president to sit and help guide on the board. I was willing, am willing to do that, but we have not had anyone step up to be the president. We do have board members who have said they'd stay on the board but don't want to lead. So this is why we're here with you tonight. A couple of options we've seen. We can keep the association, close the website down for a year, keep the bank account, keep the post office box, readdress it in a year, see if anything has changed. I know New Hope has a business association that is run by the city. Their city staff sends out the email reminders. It's at usually City Hall or at a business, and they kind of keep the leadership up of that. They meet, used to be twice a month, now they're meeting once a month. So that is an option if the city council is interested and sees the value of having the city have a business association. Or the third option is just be done and dissolve. So we're coming to you as the association just to get your thoughts on it. It started with the city council, city staff, and just kind of seeing where you are with that. There is a bank account. There is stuff for giveaways. There are tablecloths for to be part of the frolics, different events. So there is things to continue it if that is an option. So kind of talked a lot there, said a lot. Does the staff have any other thoughts? Or Marty have any other thoughts?
Well, I'll just share with you is that currently we only have 13 members, 13 people who pay $100 a year. Is what it costs. And With our mailings, we've encouraged people to come, encouraged them to join, and it's the same old white people, which doesn't represent our community either, which is another concern. So that's why we're looking for input. Brooklyn Park closed theirs. Robbinsdale has closed theirs. Maybe it's the sign of the times. Yes.
When your membership was, when the club was going better, what was the membership? How many businesses?
About 40 to 50.
Oh.
Okay. And when we did a mailing a couple years ago, the city paid for it. And I think there were hundreds of businesses that received the postcard.
Did that help generate interest? Yeah. No. Yeah. Okay. Is there any possibility of joining New Hope's Business Association and having a New Hope Crystal, have one association between the two cities?
Possibly. That's not been explored.
Like a West Metro Business Association. We could adopt a name and keep
the, yeah, keep the theme going.
I've been told there's some history behind that possibility. I'm not quite sure. Okay. So, but that's a possibility.
Hmm.
But if so, it's got to be led by somebody other than Carrie. I'm up in Coon Rapids. I'm there only because I was the banker. I'm no longer in that role. So as treasurer, I'm very happy to give up my role as well. So we have to find people who are willing to be invested.
All right. Go ahead, Nancy.
Just a thought. We have a new commission, diversity and inclusion. And I'm just wondering if this is some place, another way working with the city to help channel those other business owners that aren't participating along with others in the community. That might be an option. And John, could I ask you, because I know you're very involved with visiting our local businesses, and just wondered what your thoughts might be, if that might be an avenue to help, among others.
So we have, in our various conversations with many of those business owners, the smaller business owners in Crystal in recent years have tended to be women and minority-owned businesses, often they're recent immigrants. And there just doesn't seem to be any interest. It frankly is a challenge to get them interested in city projects. The streetscape project did get some interest, but only to the extent that it interrelated directly with their business. Mm-hmm. So I don't want to presuppose that that those business owners would not be interested in something like this, but we have tried. We have talked about it with them. And it's something, I don't know if it's, they're simply too busy. A lot of these small business owners are working, 70, 80 hours a week.
Yeah.
They're just really laser focused on keeping their business going and supporting their families. And something like this, I'm speculating here, probably doesn't rise far enough up their priority list to get their attention.
Yeah, go ahead, Nancy.
Do you think it's also a matter of cost? I know $100 isn't a lot of money, but is that a factor as well?
I don't think
it's more of a time. It sounds like it's a time.
Yeah, you're asking me. This is real speculation
right.
on my part. Based on body language and kind of the reaction when you bring, there doesn't seem to be that interest or enthusiasm. If there was, I don't think the $100 a year would be the barrier. That's just a guess on my part.
Yeah, because I hate to see it go, but maybe there's another way to model this, because I think it's important to help promote our local businesses. And I'm trying to think of another model or something we could do, or join forces with New Hope, or just thinking of options here, because I really hate to see it go, but I understand too, the dilemma.
Yeah, your idea of the ID commission,
mm-hmm.
I think we need to have a conversation with them.
Yeah.
I think.
Because that's their heart right now, is getting outreach and getting more people involved. And maybe this approach and maybe that a different model.
I mean, right now they're trying to determine what their
right.
their purpose is. And it's all about bringing the neighborhoods, all about bringing the community together.
Mm-hmm.
And quite honestly, I think this is a piece of that. in my time here, we've always wanted to do more for small businesses, but we haven't done a lot. At the end of the day, we haven't done a lot. And I understand why, because there's a relationship between government and business that shouldn't be on the same page. But in addition, we need to create an environment and maintain that environment for small businesses. Small businesses have taken a huge hit.
I know.
In the last 3 years,
it's been hard.
So I get that. I live that. Mm-hmm. So yeah, go ahead, Carrie.
Just COVID and businesses. I'm an employed person at a local business, but jobs have changed and job titles in the workforce. The businesses that are even small businesses, it's hard to get out to a meeting, but people want to be part of the community, but it's hard to leave if you don't have enough staff to go in and spend an hour, even though you want to. Mm-hmm. This is one of the reasons why I need to step down as a nurse in healthcare. The workforce is struggling. Yeah. So my duties are changing in my role. I've obviously been part of the CBA from the beginning. I was at those first meetings when the city started. And I was here when we incorporated as well. So to see this go is hard, because there's been a lot of work put involved in it, fierce sweat. Mm-hmm. but it's just the workforce, we're looking for workers. So, which is, again, one of the reasons why I need to step down as this role. So.
Yeah. And in regards to the cost, we've never kicked or never not allowed someone to attend who wasn't a paying member.
Okay.
So that's really, it's not kind of on the honor system. Mm-hmm. But again, it's the seniors that have been there. So.
Sure. Well, go ahead.
Just wanted to echo people's thoughts on the Inclusion and Diversity Commission. Maybe that's a way to maybe bridge a gap in the community that's, you know, not being there. I also kind of wonder, like you said, maybe it's just a new era. Maybe it's kind of a COVID jumbled things up and people are just not in that headspace quite yet with their business, maybe. And maybe that's a part of it. So I kind of worry about that. But I think maybe a partnership, you know, with other cities, maybe Robbinsdale and was it Golden Valley that closed down?
Brooklyn Center.
Okay, Robbins, so maybe Brooklyn Center. Too. Maybe there could be kind of a multi-city kind of thing, or maybe that's somewhere to look, or maybe there's some idea we don't know of that might get businesses more interested in that kind of thing going forward. So it's kind of my thoughts on it.
Yeah. Good thoughts. I think, go ahead.
Is Chamber of Commerce around in this area? Not really.
Robbinsdale Chamber
is, and they're still going. It's just their business thing went down.
Yeah. Okay. And the West Metro merged with the City of Minneapolis Chamber a couple of years ago.
Okay.
So.
Oh, okay. That explains it.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah. So they're no longer there.
Oh, I see. This could be an opportunity for us to think outside of the box and rejuvenate things in a different way, potentially.
We have, you had something, Chief. Why don't you go ahead?
Mayor, if you don't mind.
I don't.
Just a huge thank you to Carrie and to Marty, first of all, for being here tonight, but also Carrie alluded to it a little bit, but this is her second go around as president. And as all of you know, who have been on boards before, there are usually only one or two people that really do the work here. and it's very evident that these two are the ones that have been doing the work over the last several years. And as someone who has been a part of the CBA for the last 10 years being employed here, it has been a fantastic organization. However, we have seen it dwindled because we just don't have the participation. The one thing that I'm a little concerned about giving it to the IND commission is this needs action now. And that is going to take some time from them, right? They're going to need to talk about it, which could lead to more discussions. And this group needs direction as of January 1st. And so that's my only hesitation with giving it to the IND commission is because they need direction and what to do. right? I mean, they know what to, they can choose what to do. It's their organization, but they're looking to you because it started here at the city level and got transferred to them. So just.
Yeah, that's good. No, that's fair. Mm-hmm. When it comes to basically our timeline is the last council meeting of the year. I would say, you know, with that, and that gives us a conversation with inclusion and diversity, and it gives us a conversation with New Hope potentially. And if we don't get something that is substantive, then it's kind of writing the story.
Right.
You know, no, I don't know. Do you guys want to do that?
To
Have some conversations and come readjourn in our second December council meeting and make this decision, or you want to make a decision now, or?
Well, Carrie, your term is ending at the end of the year, right?
Yes.
There's no term.
You're open, but yet not open.
Could you guys speak in the microphone so people
sorry.
Can hear you at home? Thank you. Right. You're good.
Yes, I did say I would step down January 1. I'd be willing to help with conversation if it would lead to something going forward. But
Mayor, if I could, if we were to pause, you know, keep the bank account, keep things, but just kind of let it rest for a while, would that allow you time, you, Marty, to do your thing and while we figure it out, but keep it still there?
Yeah.
My question would be, okay, if we have a meeting, who's going to run it?
Right.
She's out,
yeah.
There's no vice.
And you meet monthly right now.
And we meet monthly. And yes, the chief is there, city staff is there. They very, very seldom miss, and we appreciate their inputs, but somebody's got to take the bull by the horns.
Would there be a city staff? What do you guys think of a staff member leading meetings and like option two?
That's what happens at New Hope.
At New Hope.
It's done by a city, an employee of the city, the mayor's there, and they put out the agenda, they put out the emails.
I'm just thinking we have some new businesses coming in. We have things happening and potentials that aren't being targeted or just not interested if there are ways to engage them. I really hate to see it go, but maybe we step in with option two. That's my leaning right now.
I mean, option two would give us an opportunity to have conversations.
Mm-hmm.
And reasserting would have to obviously be coming at least initially from city staff. So it'd be a hybrid of, because if Carrie's out on January 1, she's willing to engage at a different level, but not at that level.
Do we know how staff feels right now? Is there any feedback from whoever might lead that? And is that feasible? And
I think the conversation needs to be had with New Hope and the Inclusion and Diversity Commission.
Okay.
Let's see where it goes.
And John's coming up.
Came here the boss, so.
Yeah, that's a good question. Go ahead and ask that.
It seems like it would fall in our community development economics.
I think if the council wants us to explore either option one or two, I mean, either way, one of the things that I would do is reach out to New Hope and see, okay, how exactly does this function on your end?
And is it functioning well as what they expect?
Yes. Yeah. What is the, are you getting value from your city staff input? You know, because we all have other things that we're working on. So it's going to take away from something else. I don't know what. So first thing is to find out, well, how are you doing it? And what is the value you're getting from it? And I think that would be something that we would bring back to the council for further discussion later. Option one as kind of an interim measure seems to make sense. There's no reason to, you know, close the bank account and get rid of the status, the legal status of the organization right now. And there are some new businesses coming in, you know, Wine Thief at 36th and Douglas. Purple Rose coming into the old Pizza Ranch space. I mean, there may be some potential for growth and renewal. So I think first step is to talk to New Hope and see how they roll.
Yep.
Agree.
You agree? Anybody else agree?
I think that's a good idea.
I'm getting three nods, four knobs, nods.
Nod.
All right. We'll go into a moratorium. We'll have staff do a little bit of research at New Hope, and we'll address the commission and see if they see a role there. And go from there.
And Mayor, if I could, just a shout out of thanks to you both. And I remember attending some meetings before COVID, I believe. And I really, really hope we can keep things going and growing on and building on what you guys have started and maintained. Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you for coming in. Appreciate it. All right. We're going to do Kim's check-in.
Yeah, I put it in the council work session agenda, and it's just similar to what you saw with Anne. I wasn't sure. I don't really know if these were my
own or not. Well, but they are. They are, absolutely.
So we're continuing on with the four goals. We did have our first meeting of the Inclusion and Diversity Commission. The first meeting was in November 2nd, just a couple weeks ago. So that's the new thing that we're doing with Welcome and Inclusive Community. I didn't have anything for work-life balance.
Okay.
And nothing to report there. And then we are going to do interviews tomorrow already for the city manager position. And then we're working on putting together the new council member welcome and orientation starting in December.
Still using those big, thick binders that you get for that?
Last time we used an accordion style filing system. And I think it worked okay.
Yeah, that was great.
Yeah. That's so funny. Different than the binders.
We'll we tried a binder. Than
different than the binders?
Different than a binder.
You're lucky, David. I didn't know that was so special. That's cool.
There you go.
You're the guinea pig.
Yeah.
Guinea pig special.
Yeah.
We'll go with special.
Yeah. And hopefully it's a tool that then they can, I don't know if it works, if they use it afterwards, but then they can file things and do what they need to.
That's really handy.
Add stuff.
Very cool.
Nice. All right, constituent issues.
We have no constituent issues.
What? That's awesome.
The last one that was on there has been taken care of, the fence.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So that's
fantastic.
Let's keep it that way to the end.
To the end of the year.
All right, new business announcements. We're adjourned.